T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's talk some Shocker Hoops with Bob Hull, of course, radio color, TV analyst for Wichita State, as they head to Oklahoma State tonight. Clearly a huge game for Wichita State, not only in the present, Bob, but something that probably helps them a lot down the road in March as well. But this one has got some metrics that are a little bit daunting for Wichita State, a Shocker team that tends to turn the ball over a little bit more than I'm sure Isaac Brown would like, against a defensive team that clearly creates offense from their defense. They're one of the top defensive teams in the country, according to KenPom, and their defensive efficiency. Is this a tough one on paper going in, Bob?
Well, you hit the nail right on the head, Bruce. That's the key to the game, I think, is staying even with them on the board or possibly out-rebounding them. You got to keep them off their offensive boards because they really crash the boards. But I think turnovers, I think they're handling their pressure is probably going to be the key tonight, because they really get out in the passing lanes, even more than Missouri does. They're a long, athletic, quick team. They play about 10, 11 guys, so they're running guys in and out. So they're constantly fresh and coming at you. And they love to turn you over and then fast break off of that. And they love to make you take bad shots and then fast break off those long rebounds. So that's going to be the key, is running offense, taking care of the ball, not turning them over. And then on the flip side of that, I think the Shockers think they can turn them over and try to turn those into some easy baskets.
That's what I was going to ask you, Bob. Has Oklahoma State played a team as good defensively as Wichita State? I don't think that they have. They lost to Oakland at home, which is a little curious. And they really, they beat NC State. I don't know how good a win that is. But, their schedule hasn't been overwhelming at this point by any means. So, have they, on the flip side of it, have they played a team as good as Wichita State, especially defensively?
Yeah, I would say probably the closest would be Oakland's pretty good defensively. I watched that game on video the other night on ESPN+, and Oakland played more of a tight, sinking defense and kind of challenged him to shoot outside shots, and Oklahoma State couldn't hit their outside shots in that game, and Oakland even played a little 1-3-1 zone on him. Now Oral Roberts has got a pretty good team. They lost their big kid O'Banner, I think, but they got that Asemus kid back, and he right. went off in that game, and it was overtime. Oklahoma State won it, but it had to go to overtime at the Mabee Center there in Tulsa. To win that one, Asemus had about 29 or 30, something like that. But I think we'll present some challenge to them because we got a lot of quick athletes, and our guys do a good job of pressure.
Bob, this team is off to a nice 5-1 start. They've got a couple of decent wins with UNLV in at least their hometown, and then Mizzou on the road. But my thinking is that the best thing about this team is that they have a really high ceiling that they haven't even really started to approach. Is that a fair statement?
I was thinking the same thing myself when you started to ask your first question, is that this is an Oklahoma State team that's probably going to look a lot better in March than they're going right. to look tonight because they got a lot of, they got some new pieces that they're trying to fit in. They've got a great shot blocker in Cisse that they got from Memphis, who gave us a lot of trouble last year. And they're trying to figure out who's, you know, what their substitution pattern is and who plays where and when. And they're figuring that all out right now. And if they, once they figure that out and get more comfortable with each other, they could get pretty good in March. They did that last year. I think they won like six of their last seven games last year and knocked off. They beat Baylor in the semifinals of the Big 12 last year.
Right.
God. So if you put on your coach's hat for a second here, Bob, if you know that they block shots like that, and we've seen a team with that kind of length and ability in Arizona, how do you attack it? Do you rely on the shooters who, up to this point, haven't shot up to their potential? Are Mo and maybe even Poto going to be able to get down there and get the offense going against that kind of size down low? Like, where do the Shockers need to go here if they want to find success offensively?
Well, I think all the above, Jacob. I think I was watching that Oakland game to see how they handled the shot blocking. And they used a lot of shot fakes inside. And they were really smart about shot faking and keeping the Cowboys off balance on when to leave the floor. And they scored inside quite a bit with their bigs. So I think we got to go into our bigs, but they got to be smart. Mo Udeze doesn't shoot over big guys very well. So he's going to have to use shot fakes and take his time and keep his feet quiet, not travel. And I think the same thing by Poto. He's going to have to use shot fakes or use that jump hook. And then I think they're going to have to drive and pass to each other, try to drive, create a double team, and then find the open man. Or drive from the perimeter, find the upper team, and either dump it to the big or kick it over to the corner. And then Dexter and Tyson and the other guards are going to have to knock down some shots.
Mike Boynton, correct me when I'm wrong, Bob. Does Mike Boynton do everything that they possibly can do to take Tyson Etienne out of this game and make the rest of the Wichita State roster beat him?
Yeah, that seems to be the formula that people are going to right now. Is just put a guy and just stick him on Tyson and don't help off. And really try to make it hard for him to get shots and make him rush his shots. But he's getting a little bit smarter on using screens and being a little more patient. You saw in that Missouri game, he didn't put up a lot of shots in the first half. Most of his shots came in the second half after Dexter hit a three and some other guys hit some shots. Ricky Council hit a three. Joe Pleasant hit an outside shot, an 18-footer. So I think he was trying to get the other guys involved, and then the second half he kind of went off there late. So I think he's being more smart about that. And then the Shockers are also using the fact, I think Taylor Etheridge wrote a good article about it the other day, where they're using Tyson to draw two defenders and then finding the open man off of that. So they're using Sure. Tyson not as a decoy, but they're trying to take advantage of people overplaying him. Because if that man can't help off, then it creates some problems for their team D.
Bob, last one for me. So offensively for this team, it's been a lot of Tyson. That's going to stay the same. Of the shooters, of the guards, who are you seeing the most promise for stepping into that secondary role offensively right now? I mean, we know that they like to run the offense through Mo. We know Tyson's going to get his shots. But who's the guy that the Shockers are going to need to lean on if Tyson's taken out of a game or if a team's doing everything they can to take him out of a game?
Well, that's a good question. I hope that doesn't happen. But I tell you, I don't think it's any one guy, Jacob. I think it's by committee. I think Dexter, I don't think he's going to be a 16, 18-point guy, but he can be a 10-point guy, 12-point guy, and get to the free throw line, get his five boards, you know. I think Ricky Council, any night, he can score 12 or 14, you know, if he can get to the hoop and score better in transition, because he gets a lot of steals. You know, if he can score better in transition, he can get 10, 12, 14 points. I think Quay Grant on the right night can score 10, 12, 14 points. And then Porter, they can get a few more points out of him. He passed up some layups the other night in Columbia to kick it to the corner and then to drop it off to the big. So I think he can get to the hoop and score. I think he can do that tonight against his pressure defense.
Bob, I know you like this team, but I'll ask you to put your coaching glasses on. Where does this team need to continue to get and to develop to realize its full potential, do you think?
I think they're just scratching the surface, Bruce.
Me too, right.
Obviously, transition offense. They've been just horrible on three-on-ones and two-on-ones. They can definitely get better at those. And, you know, you can get another 8-10 points just by scoring a decent percentage on your fast breaks. And then I think they need to be more consistent from the free throw line. They were horrible the other night at Missouri. They're scoring. They're down below 70% now. But at one time they were at 79% from the free throw line. But the other night we were 9-for-20 against Missouri, 9-for-20. So we got to be more consistent from the free throw line. And then we just got to get better at passing. You know, this team can get better at passing. They're just a little careless with their passes. They're averaging 15 turnovers a game. They need to get that down to 10 or 11. And you can do that by just throwing two-handed passes, faking before you pass. And the guy receiving the pass has got to cut harder. They got to throw the outside hand. You know, all those things you taught, you know, your kids' teams in junior high, you know.
Bobby, thank you very much. We appreciate it, especially on short notice. You're very gracious with your time. Best of luck tonight, and all my best to Cindy, okay?
Okay, thanks, Bruce. Happy to talk to you guys anytime.
All right, we appreciate it. There he goes, Bob Hall. So good with his time. I don't know about tonight, Jacob. I don't have a real feel for it.
I don't either.
I really don't either.
I think it's going to be ugly, lends itself typically to the Shockers. So, you know, the way – I'll tell you what gives me hope. The way that they hung around and played Arizona late in that game gives me hope for this game, because Arizona's better than Oklahoma State. They do a lot of the same things, I think. And, you know, Oklahoma's numbers look good. NC State's pretty good. Oral Roberts, when healthy, is pretty good. But, you know, this will be as good a test as they've seen, too.
I got a feeling that both teams are really resilient, though. I think Oklahoma State has the same kind of toughness and resilience that Wichita State does. I don't know whether it cancels each other out. I don't know. It remains to be seen. But I just don't have much of a feel for this. I like their matchup at Missouri. I'm not sure I like the matchup as much tonight. Doesn't mean that I don't think that they'll win, but there's a reason they're a six-point underdog. So
I agree. I would rather see the Shockers play good offensive teams right now than good defensive teams. I'll say that.
Because I think they can stop good offensive teams. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. No question about it. Well, it'll be big fodder on the show tomorrow. No question about that. On this day in sports history, OTD, courtesy of Superior Rents, coming up next. Sports Daily on a Wednesday with Albrocht and Hurdle, Chad Chambers producing. Back in a moment. The KFH Hotline is brought to you by Twin Peaks. East at 21st and Rock, west at Ridge and Tap. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.